That's the way most guys feel about that. You know, intimate's kind of a female word, guys, and I'm sorry about that, but it that same idea, when you think about being intimate with another, that intimacy is the way we need to be with God. Does that make sense? That's the best way I could figure out a way to describe it. We need to be intimate with God. God wants us to be intimate with Him. You know, the word K-N-O-W in the Bible does not mean, hey, nice to know you. You understand that? All right? When Adam knew Eve, somebody else was born 9 months later. All right? That's what no means in the Bible. So intimacy here means we need to be intimate with God. We need to have time to get together with God, alone time with God. Scripture memorization, I know, and you're saying, oh, dear Lord, He's adding something else onto my busy schedule. Well, you know, you might be saying, Eric, I have trouble finding time brushing my teeth, let alone doing that, or doing homework. Now you have me doing more homework, right? Yeah. Well, let me try to put this in perspective, all right? Just real quick here. How long do we live on this earth? On average? 70, 75 years, I think, is the average age. At least that's the last I heard, that we live on this earth. How long is our soul around? You know that song? It's one of my favorite stanzas in the entire hymnal. And it's the last stanza of Amazing Grace. If you know it, say it with me. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. When we've been there, where is there? Heaven, yeah. When we've been there 10,000 years, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. So when you think about 70 to 75 years versus more than the mind can imagine in time, do you think maybe we should take some time to get to know our Creator? Do you think maybe we should sit down and just say, you know, I am going to do this. Now, that doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to wake up and it's going to be perfect. I'm going to have 4 hours to do my Bible study. That's pretty unrealistic, isn't it? I want you to hear that. I think that's but we can work towards that, can't we? Can't we work towards maybe I'm going to start with prayer. I'm going to spend time with God in prayer this morning, right? Well, you know, the way that we live affects our soul. That's what I want you to hear. The way that we affect other people affects our soul. So, what should be the priority in our lives? How about doing whatever it takes to be transformed until we have God's thoughts, which includes time alone with God, scripture memorization, journaling, and prayer? Right? We got to find some time to start. Just put that first foot forward. And you know what? In this type of life, you may fall on your face a couple times, but God is there reaching down saying, come on, brother. Come on, sister. God just wants you. Remember, Abraham, after all of his failures, God called his faith righteousness. Why? Because he kept putting that one foot in front of the other. That one foot in front of the other. Well, a different worldview. There's one other thing in closing that I want to lift up. There's a change in how we see the world and what takes place when we begin being transformed. We begin to see God at work in the world. We begin to see God's miracles all around us, and we begin to see people in a different light. You know, my nephew, who is just turned 19, wow. My sister just got married yesterday, and her son from her first marriage is 19. This blows me away. He's scared about the whole marriage thing. You know, only 50% of the marriages last. That's what we hear today, isn't it? That's what he said. He says, you know, and my other sister says, yeah, but Matthew, 50% of them do last. It may be sad that only 50% last, but 50% of the marriages last. You see, we begin to see things in a different light whenever we have a mind of God. The miracles that two people can get together and live together that have two totally different backgrounds. You see what I'm saying? It's amazing that 50% of the marriages can do that. It really is. Well, since when I went into the ministry, you know, Wesley got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and did Bible study and prayer, and I've tried that. It works for a while. But I found out that my soul just doesn't work that way. If it works for you, praise God. But you know, I guess I'm wanting to talk to some folks saying, Eric, I've tried that. I've tried those things and it just doesn't work for me. But you know, and this isn't cliche for this area, but you know what works good for me? Getting in a boat. And when I can, putting the boat in the water.